San Antonio's Big Give is a day when local nonprofits celebrate donors. One nonprofit is San Antonio Pets Alive, which rescues dogs and cats from being euthanized. Texas Public Radio's David Martin Davies reports on how far Pets Alive will go to find homes for these animals that are running out of time.
All right, guys, let's rock and roll. Largest first. Come to work, guys.
It's the pre-dawn hours at Port San Antonio Kelly Field, and the scramble is on.
This one first, guys. Biggest one first.
The challenge is to fit 49 dogs in their kennel containers into a single-engine plane, a Cessna Caravan. Peter Rourke is the pilot, owns the plane, and founded the nonprofit Dog Is My Co-Pilot.
And they're all single destination. They're all going to Boise.
All Idaho. Yep, Idaho you mean.
Claire Callison is the director of operations for San Antonio Pets Alive. Right now, she's directing volunteers with the loading, helping with this three-dimensional canine puzzle and soothing stressed-out pooches.
We'll take these.
The teeniest, tiny one.
For Callison, the loading of these dogs is the end of weeks of work. On this day, it began with foster caretakers like Amy Gastower and Connor Capto dropping off their rescue they renamed Bruce Wayne.
It's named after Batman and because he's an orphan and he has Batman ears.
For Bruce Wayne, this was a death-defying adventure worthy of his namesake because weeks earlier, he was on the list at the San Antonio Animal Care Services to be euthanized. Despite the efforts of San Antonio to be a no-kill city, every month dozens of healthy dogs are put down because there are not enough families willing to adopt and there are too many strays in the city. It's estimated that there are more than 150,000 stray dogs and cats roaming the streets of SA.
This is Timber. Yeah, a little puppy.
Timber was a stray and due to be euthanized. But now Callison is giving him a quick walk before boarding the plane to Boise. She says this is one solution they've found. Find cities with a dog deficit.
It's pretty insane how sweet all these dogs are, but they would have been euthanized if it wasn't for this program, so it's pretty incredible. For puppies like this, too, I mean, you know, he's perfectly healthy, happy, you know, he's going to adapt well. He's like the perfect transport candidate because he's going to adapt really well. I mean, we just met and he's all over me, giving me kisses.
Kelly Tower, Animal Rescue Flight 7 Papa Romeo, holding short 1-6, ready to go.
Now with the dogs on board, it's wheels up for pilot Peter Rourke, off to Boise, Idaho. The dogs settle in, and yes, it does get stinky in the plane. But Rourke, who's been flying his entire life, is used to it. He says he started the nonprofit Dog Is My Co-Pilot to address the problem that he saw in many animal shelters.
Well, it's hard to call them a shelter if they're killing half of them. When you think about it, there are 8 million animals in shelters. 4 million a year will not make it out.
But flying rescue dogs across the country does require resources, and Work says nonprofits are determined to keep their costs down so the transports can stay in the air.
This year, we've been able to decrease our administrative costs to 6%. So 6 cents of every dollar is going to the organization and paying for stamps and stuff like that. And 94 cents of every dollar is going directly to animal transport.
The flight of 1,600 miles takes over 8 hours. The arrival in Boise is met with volunteers quickly grabbing kennel crates, loading up vehicles, and heading out to the shelter. Dee Dee Bowring is the shelter manager of the Idaho Humane Society.
This is why transfers and relationships between shelters work, because an overpopulation area there, and we have a need for dogs here, so it's a great partnership.
The Idaho Humane Society has not euthanized dogs due to the lack of shelter space in years, she says.
Boise is a very dog-friendly community, and the San Antonio dogs are always highly adoptable, super social, friendly. We're just really blessed to have the great community, great support.
After the San Antonio dogs arrive, they are fed, washed, walked, and matched with their medical records. For the dogs that are healthy and recovered from the trip, they are put up for adoption the next day.
Adopting Red here. I'm renaming him Ranger.
Adam Rose said he liked the playful nature of this San Antonio rescue dog, and he's taking him home.
It was meant to be, hence the name Ranger. He's a Texas Ranger.
Ranger's life in Boise is going to be an active one, Rose said.
Oh, he'll be swimming, hiking, hanging out with the fam.
With that, Rose, holding Ranger's leash, walked out of the shelter, starting a new life together. Ranger seemed excited and happy to be wanted, happy to be alive. David Martin Davies, Texas Public Radio News.